Dear friend, I have an important story for you. For a long time, our species has been acting like school children. Some of us are still naive, curious, and playful elementary school students as social beings. Most of us are more unruly, self-important, or insecure middle schoolers. In the last few decades, a growing number of us have been emerging into the adult stage of species development. A growing number of people have begun to experience a more evolved consciousness, realizing our species is much more than a few billion separate beings. We are a world community of mutually dependent living things. We humans are creative beings, and we are storytellers. This sets us apart from all the other creatures we share our Earth home with. Most of the inhabitants of our planet simply respond to the world around them, following embedded basic programming. We humans are creators, making it up as we go along. Some play out old stories they feel safe with over and over, while others are thought leaders searching for new and improved ways to tell our story. By nature, we're curious beings, with our emotions and desires determining the path we take. As a young species, we have been focused on the basics of self-preservation and self-satisfaction. This story has taken us a great distance through the centuries with the stories we tell ourselves mainly about our individuality and uniqueness. Early humans and the other living things on this planet have not been focused on individuality and personal achievement because they believed themselves to be part of a whole of which they were an integral part. Like the cells of our physical body are part of the whole we think of as me and you, we are parts of a planetary body that is as dependent on the functioning of its parts as we are on the functioning of those cells. If you look to the Bible or other guidebooks offering ideas for having a satisfying visit to this planet, you may recognize a prime directive given to us. We have been told we have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. That comes from Genesis 1:26. With great power comes great responsibility. The challenge that now faces us is to go from trying to make nature serve us as the masters of the world and become the guardians of this world. That has always been our real responsibility. Living the lives of rugged, self-interested individuals has served us well for a long time as a species, but we have forgotten our fundamental responsibility. Be the caretakers of our Garden of Eden home. Our failure in this regard has resulted in a plot twist that threatens everything we hold dear. While this could spell the doom of our adventures here on Earth, it is a gift. It is a gift because we are faced with a challenge that no one can solve alone. We must remember our dependence on each other and the awareness that dis-ease anywhere in the system affects the whole. This is a life or death story, an adventure that will either bring out the best in our species or leave us divided and barreling down a road to increasing chaos and eventual extinction. We're here at this time to be healers. A crisis is arising because of the imbalance we have inadvertently unleashed in rapidly expanding areas of our adventure world here on planet Earth. This is a life or death situation, and our challenge is to figure out how to solve the puzzle. Many of us recognize the problem, but have either succumbed to fear and hopelessness or simply have no idea what to do. Luckily, as with every challenge that arises in the game of life we're playing, there is always a solution, a new improved story that we can write. The story we are here to write is one of being born again into a new human age of restoring our planet's well-being. The good news is that we have a map to the future most of us hope for. Earth is a magnificent being that we all share as home for this adventure in time-space, and it has been injured. We humans are the cause of that injury. It is only recently that we've recognized that our failure to appreciate the interconnectedness of everything and act accordingly is causing systemic failure. We have failed to realize that there is a crucial part of our home's ecosystem hidden under our feet that we have failed to protect. It is the skin of the planet. We call it soil, and when it is healthy, it is the home of more organisms than live above ground. These creatures and their worlds serve as the environmental control system for spaceship Earth. The energy to operate the system is drawn from the sun. Through a process known as photosynthesis, green plants and some other organisms use sunlight to synthesize foods from carbon dioxide and water. These foods feed the world beneath the surface. As these creatures live and die, they provide the nutrients supporting healthy plant life. This process does two key things to make the planet livable for us. Pure oxygen is a byproduct of photosynthesis, as is the transfer of carbon from the air to the soil. We need that oxygen to live, and it is too much carbon in the air that is causing our planet to run a fever. We've named that fever global warming, and it will get high enough to kill us all. The planet will survive, as it has in the past when thrown out of balance. However, our species and most of the life forms living on the planet's surface will no longer be able to survive here if we do not fix what we have accidentally broken. The good news is that we can rejuvenate the biosphere to full health. To be successful, we will need to accept that we are all part of one human family that must work together to make the repairs that are needed. This is the place in the evolving tale we find ourselves today. While we face many challenges, small and large, the challenge of healing the planet, if not solved, is game over for us. Regardless of what you think or believe about anything, you need to accept that there is a path forward and we can still protect our future. There are many who have focused on the symptoms looking for a solution. Those strategies are mostly about not making things worse, the path of seeking sustainability. We must wake up and recognize that sustaining where we are now will only slow the destruction of our way of life. The solution is in the ground. We must heal the skin of this planetary being. Social disagreements are one symptom of our growing distress, but other symptoms are becoming obvious. Storms are getting more intense in some areas, and drought and fires are spreading in other areas. It has been discovered that the root of our problem can be found in something so basic, most of us never thought about it. As I write this, 75% of land worldwide has already been degraded, and an average of 30 million acres of farmable land is being lost each year. We will not be the first civilization to perish because we did too much damage to the soil world beneath our feet. Over 20 major civilizations have collapsed due to soil loss. The good news is that we know how to fix the system. Systemic health and balance can be regained by regenerating the health of the soil on a global scale. Your responsibility and mine must be to make the healing of the soil the number one priority for all of us. There are many sources of information to explain why soil health is the key to climate stability, as well as our ability to feed ourselves and have the air we need to live. People have many different causes and things they believe important, but we are faced with a problem that makes them all secondary. The gift we have been given is the choice to put aside our differences as we come together to heal the planet or not. A house divide will fall, but with shared purpose, we can all be reborn and reclaim our role as the caretakers of this world. I hope you're agreeable to accepting this mission as your own. How could we have a more valiant quest than restoring the natural balance of the world on which we depend? The evidence is overwhelming, and the path we need to take is clear. For all of our sakes, please learn more about this and get involved. A good place to find the map you need is at Kiss the Ground. Just do a Google search, and you'll find plenty of information. You will find clues you can use to discover how to play your part as a caretaker and healer for Earth. Don't think you can leave it to others to get the job done. Everyone will benefit immensely as we regenerate our Garden of Eden world. It's not too late, and we can do this without massive casualties. It is urgent that you get involved right away because no one really knows how long we have to heal the planet and avoid a miserable end to our story here. The crucial responsibility you have is to take action. discover the part you have been cast to play.